Hello, this is Felice Mueller with the League of Women Voters of Portland, and you are watching the video Voters Guide or listening to our podcast. We are here today to talk with a candidate running in the May 21st, 2024 primary election. We are grateful for the support of the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund, the Weiss Foundation, and our media partner, Metro East Community Media. With me is Lou Frederick, running for Oregon State Senate District 22, which comprises parts of North and Northeast Portland, from the Lloyd Center to the airport. Welcome, Senator Frederick.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for inviting me.
Our pleasure. Please tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're running for this office.
Well, I've been able to have a whole range of perspectives, from molecular biology to being a television reporter to a ranch hand, to be in the middle of the civil rights movement when I was growing up, and traveling to all 36 counties in the state as a reporter, and living in the same house here in Northeast Portland since 1977. So I get a chance to bring, I think, a different or a broad perspective to the state and to the legislature and to the ideas and the concerns and the policies. And the reason that I'm running again is to try to follow up on those policies, to make sure that we're following up on some of the issues in terms of education and healthcare, housing, environmental issues, transportation. Among those things are some of the things that I've been working on in the legislature since 2009. Some of them I've been working on all my life. So civil rights issues included. My first tear gas was when I was 8 years old in Louisiana. So I've gotten a chance to do a lot of things, and I think it's helpful to bring that perspective to the state of Oregon.
What changes, if any, would you support in the state legislature to address the issue of climate change?
Well, you know, I think that's an interesting question in a number of ways, because there are specific changes that people would like to talk about: water issues, rail and transportation issues. But I'm really more interested right now in making sure that we have a basis for making those changes. And education is one of the key elements, as far as I'm concerned. We need for Oregonians to have a knowledge of Oregon and Oregonians. We need to make sure that that folks have an understanding of what's actually living in the state, what our survey is for that. So I'm interested in trying to make sure that we have a basis going into the future in terms of education. And that includes things like outdoor school, but also connecting the metro area with the rest of the state. So that's what I'd like to see happening in terms of climate change, because people need to know what the climate is actually here. And in many cases, they don't.
Would you support or oppose the creation of a Citizens Independent Redistricting Commission to redraw state and congressional election districts? Please explain.
I'm concerned about that, quite frankly, because I want to know who's going to decide on the members of that particular election group. We had a proposal like that several years ago, but it was pretty clear that it was going to be chosen by certain folks who had certain particular things in mind. And I was part of the redistricting group that made those decisions in the last election. I think we did a pretty good job. I mean, it was a lot of political stuff. It's always going to be a political issue. But I think we were able to do a pretty fair job of deciding how we were going to put things together. I lost a few places in my district. I gained a few places in other places, other parts of the district. But I think it's important to, first of all, figure out how we're going to make that decision and who's going to make that decision.
You are listening to the Video Voters Guide interview and podcast of Senator Lou Frederick, running for Oregon State Senate District 22. Would you support lowering the legislature's quorum requirement to 50% of its members? Why or why not?
Well, yes, I would support lowering that quorum requirement, because I hope that helps us avoid the sort of theatrical train wreck that we've had the last few years. Now, we had a change that took place in terms of the voters saying that if someone didn't show up for work, then they would not be able to run for re-election. That's working through right now, but I think we really need to understand just what that was about, why we had that requirement, and how we change it. So yes, I would support that change.
What, if any, changes to the legislature's campaign finance law passed earlier this year, HB 4024, would you support and why?
Well, I'm concerned about that as well, because my major concern regarding that particular law is not the law as it's written, but my concern is that we now have, surprisingly, we have 22 people of color in the legislature. We have a majority of women in the House at this particular point. So people have begun to discover how they can actually be part of the legislative system. And are we moving the goalposts with this new law? What kind of impact will that have on people who have finally discovered how they can actually become an elected official, how they can actually have an impact? And is this new approach going to move the goalposts in a way that will struggle? I don't have an answer for that. I think we'll have to see how it works out, and it will take a while before we really understand just what changes that have made. But we also, I want to know who's going to actually have the advantage after something like that. Who's going to be excluded? Who's going to be included?
Should the use of ranked choice voting be expanded statewide? Why or why not?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I think, again, we don't know how it's going to work. And we have a ranked choice voting situation taking place in the Portland, the city of Portland. It hasn't really taken place yet, so we don't know how that's going to work. Again, I am concerned about who gets excluded in that situation. So I will wait until we see just how this is actually working before I say whether it should be expanded statewide. I want to know whether we're actually letting people, everyone, become involved in this whole process of politics, the whole process of governing.
Senator Frederick, this will be your final question.
Sure.
Should the current salaries of state legislators be substantially increased?
I think they should, and I think we can see the reason for that. We need to have the voices of moderate and low-income people in the legislature because we're making decisions regarding the lives of those folks, and we haven't really gotten to those folks yet. They don't know. And so salaries are important because right now you can't live off of that. And other people are struggling to try to stay in the legislature because of the low salaries.
Thank you, Senator Frederick. This concludes our video voter's guide and podcast interview of Lou Frederick, running for Oregon State Senate District 22. Election day is May 21st. Ballots will be mailed beginning May 1st. Be sure to inform yourself about the candidates and exercise your right to vote. Thank you for your interest.
Brought to you by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Thanks to the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the Weiss Foundation, the Sarah Frewing Fund, and the League of Women Voters of Portland members for their generous support. Thanks also to the volunteers who made this program possible. Thank you for listening. Copyright 2024 by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Produced in cooperation with Metro East Community Media. Licensed through Creative Commons.